What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
Paul Andecker in the Finally Friday edition of the Daily Buzz. Nothing like a tall, creamy, steamy pumpkin spice latte while you're sitting at your kid's soccer practice in 90-degree heat, right? A variety of donut and coffee retailers have already released their fall menus. Oh, some did it in early August. And oh yeah, the Halloween decorations are coming out as well. Hey, remember, summer doesn't end till September 23rd. Another day, another reason not to smoke. A new study finding teenagers who take up smoking have different brains than those who don't. Researchers found that teens who took up smoking by age 14 had less gray matter in their frontal lobe, which makes them more likely to take up bad habits and break rules. Gosh, it's rare for me to find somebody smoking anymore. For the first time, neuroscientists have figured out how to decipher brain activity into sound, getting us a bit closer to actually hearing what somebody's thinking. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley played Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part 1 for 29 patients while they underwent brain surgery, and electrodes were able to distinguish the song, like it was being played back through really bad speakers. Though this is promising news for people who've lost the ability to speak. Or, if you really want to know what your spouse is thinking, we'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. This is why they don't let dads name the kids. There's a little girl somewhere in Los Angeles named for Mookie Betts. A fan at a game earlier this month told the Dodgers slugger he'd give his daughter the middle name of Mookie if he hit a home run during his at-bat. Sure enough, he fired a 436-foot blast over the left field fence. Even Betts, whose real name is Marcus, by the way, urged the fan not to do it, but he did it anyway, sending the player a shot of the birth certificate for Francesca Mookie Mancuso. Boy, nice to see a little happy news out of Hawaii. A dog sitter was watching a pup in Lahaina when the fire started. She was forced to jump into the ocean, but the dog took off down the street. Luckily, he was found, and since he had a microchip, his family was able to pick him up from the Humane Society. He suffered some burns, but is expected to be okay. Talk about a story that almost never has a happy ending. A 13-year-old boy is out of the hospital after surviving a fall in the Grand Canyon. He was moving out of the way so people could take pictures at the Bright Angel Point landmark when he lost his balance and fell 100 feet. He broke his back, ribs, and had a ruptured spleen and lung. Luckily, he's recovering and going home to North Dakota this week. However, due to his injuries, he can't fly, so he and his mom are driving home. Would you get surgery just to land a job? A TV reporter with a quirky voice got an operation to change it forever. Emma Goss says her super nasally voice made her sound like Fran Drescher, so she surgically altered after the bosses at a news station in San Francisco told her it was too distracting. She's had two operations now, and it's finally getting over a 30-year cold. On social media, people are calling her a sellout for trading away her individuality. Finally, knucklehead news from Australia, where a neighborhood was plunged into darkness when someone tried to staple an advertisement onto a power pole. Crews investigated the source of the outage and were led to a power pole where they found a scorched advertising sign for a local business lying next to a burnt staple gun. The culprit had fled the scene. An official at the company says, "We have no idea the state of the person who tried to post the sign because they fled, but their actions could have been fatal or at least led to severe burns. We have network protection in place for the community's safety, but that doesn't mean it's okay to interfere with electrical assets." Investigating the crime could be easy considering the sign has the company's name and phone number on it. They'll be looking at a hefty fine. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.